Good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. We have a very special program this evening. We had our 10th anniversary sort of come and go without a whole lot of recognition on this program. But I decided for this evening we would go into our archives and find some of the live performances, some music, some poetry, some really wonderful stuff from 10 years of Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. We're going to hear from some dear old friends, some of whom no longer live here in Mid-Missouri, but others are still among our favorite local musicians and performers. So get ready for a lot of great music, some poetry, as I mentioned, and a lot of fun memories as we look back over 10 years of Thinking Out Loud here on KBIA. Good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. I'm Darren Helwedge. For most of the Tuesday nights of the last, a little over 10 years now on KBIA, you've heard me say that. It's a program that's been around for, as I mentioned in the open, a little over 10 years. We have sort of missed the opportunity to do a 10-year anniversary show. That's the kind of organizational skills that are usually lacking on my part, but I do enjoy putting the show together and thought for tonight we would go back into the archive and bring you some musical performances, some spoken word stuff, really some very fun things from over the last 10 years. Wonderful performances all, some of them from some people who were local performers at the time and have since moved on to other things. Ellie and Leela Grace living in other parts of the country now, but from Boonville. Lizzie West, who spent some time here in Mid-Missouri and is now out New York way. We're going to hear from them on the program. But some of these folks are still close by, and we still get the opportunity to visit with them from time to time. Walter Bargan, who was on the show very recently within the last few months. So we're going to go way back into the archives and find a poem from his first visit as Poet Laureate of the State of Missouri. Bob Runyon from a few years back, a great old friend of mine and a wonderful musician here in town. And Peter Miyamoto, who is part of the MU Music faculty and did a live performance for us several years back. There have been some performances in the studio in recent years, but I thought it would be fun to go way back on some of these several years old and haven't been heard in quite a while. So I think we're going to enjoy that. One of the performances, not that old, was from 2011, and it was actually after Leela and Ellie Grace had moved on, but they had come back for sort of a reunion concert here in Columbia. It was a wonderful show, and while we had him in town, we asked him to grab an instrument or three and come on into the studio and perform for us.
House of my first dreams, I listened for the sound. think I cannot stand. But come the softest touch and the gentle kiss, and we roll like the Missouri, stronger hand in hand. I throw my dreams aloud to the stormy blue. Let it rain and bring down something new. I throw my dreams aloud to the stormy blue. Let it rain and bring down something new. I'll wrap myself. And we'll roll like the Missouri, la 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 la.
Oh, well, I just love that one. That's Leela and Ellie Grace from when they visited our studios back in 2011. And Wrap Myself in You. What a beautiful song, a Leela Grace song that led off their Where the Waters Run CD that they had released pretty recently at that point, so back 4 or 5 years ago. And that was them performing the song live here in our studios on KBIA from Thinking Out Loud. We are bringing you some live performances from the 10 years of Thinking Out Loud. Something of a 10th anniversary program, I suppose. Our 10th anniversary actually would have been back in June or July, so we're a little bit late with that, but that's kind of appropriate for the way we kind of do things around here. Next up is, as I mentioned a little earlier, a guy that's been a friend of mine for a very, very long time, over 25 years, Bob Runyon, a wonderful singer and really a wonderful songwriter, a guy whose songwriting, along with his songwriting partner, Gerald Lucas, has won a lot of awards and really been recognized as just being outstanding. He came into our studio a few years back and sang for us as well.
It was called It Could Get Better. It's still good, but it used to be better. We got email, but we used to have letters. You can talk to anybody on the telephone while speeding right through a danger zone. We can wreak great havoc and never know. Go so fast that we think we're slow. We got no context, doesn't mean a thing. When everything's moving, it's hard to recognize swing. It's a warm breath issued in eternity, a small speck bouncing in infinity. Look deep inside and just keep going. What happens next, there ain't no way of knowing. Life, spontaneous combustion. Life, solitude disruption. Life, go along for the ride. It's the only way to get to the other side. We know we should, but it could be the weather. We're always alone, even when we're together. It's not worth the trouble, it's not worth the time. It's got no reason, no way or rhyme. Do your best, whistle and sing. Tap dance, take a chance, graveyard thing. Fighting for survival and the love it brings. The love that's mostly in your dreams. It's a long walk with no place to sit. I wanna check out, but I can't seem to quit. It's a mighty stiff potion in this tin can cup. There's a strong old wind gonna hold me up. Perception, fallible and finite. Decision I won't, but then again I might. Redemption, who's really the boss? Depends on who's flipping and what gets tossed. keep your eyes open, it could get better. Keep your eyes open, it could get better. Keep your eyes open, it could get better. You never really know, it could get better. Keep your eyes open, it could get better. Opportunities knocking, you better be looking. Those noodles you're dropping could be all that's cooking. You better keep stirring, don't want it to stick. Yeah, you better keep moving and you better be quick. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. It could get better.
That was Bob Runyon, as we bring you some very special memories tonight on Thinking Out Loud, what amounts to our 10th anniversary special a couple of months late. I'm Darren Helwedge. We are bringing you some live performances that we have had in our studios back in the old days when we were in Jesse Hall, most of these, and we had some great friends come through over the years. We've had some wonderful musical performances, but we've also had other artistic performances. Walter Bargan has been on our program three or four times, I believe, and we first had him in right after he was named the Poet Laureate of the state of Missouri, and he came in and did a reading for us.
Let me try this slightly longer poem.
All right.
It's called Pinko. And the phrase Pinko is a pejorative term, often describing, it's actually from the 20s and 30s, sometime around that time, and it was used to describe people with communist leanings.
Right.
Later on, it just became, you know, a pejorative description on playgrounds, and that's where, you know, I first heard the word pinko. But in this particular case, this is a off-the-cuff-sounding poem, I think, about a coworker calling me up, asking me if I wanted to use his concert ticket. And he called me up about an hour and a half before the concert. Maybe it was a little longer than that, and I was at work. And the color pink weaves its way through this. And this is a concert that took place at the Hearns Building.
Okay.
Pinko. He called an hour and a half before the concert. He was sick, and his girlfriend didn't want to go alone. He'd missed the last couple days of work, felt he was having a recurrence of a chest infection he'd contracted in the spring, and now, with the solstice near, he was having trouble breathing, as if he were breathing light, and there just wasn't enough left of those long summer evenings. But it's more a claustrophobia in his chest. What gets in can't get out. What gets out can't get back in. So he's going to the doctor tomorrow and doesn't want to risk his health at the Sheryl Crow concert this evening. He's looking for someone to go in his place. At the booth, she left the receipt for the ticket and not the ticket. There's not time for a philosophic discourse on the thing versus the thing itself. The ticket taker agrees and is kind enough to let me enter with only the receipt. I have no idea where the seats are located. I remember he said row 5 near the stage. My timing is perfect, between acts. Stage hands switch drum sets, stack amps, run electric cords, adjust lighting as I sink toward them, fish-like, finning in the bowl of the auditorium. I search rows near the stage, don't recognize anyone, turn to walk back when she comes running and points to the far left of the first raised section of seats. Under her chair is a stack of papers. She's grading before the show in between acts. The gears of the academy grind on. The light dims, the crowd jumps to its feet, a roar like a fire rises as a spotlight burns a white hole around the vacant center stage microphone. Sheryl Crow appears out of the murky depths. The light catches the crowd's anemone waving arms as they feed on every note, every chord, every syllable of lyrics. They can't stop waving and rocking in a sea of sound. I can't make it past her wardrobe. Pink pants with off shade of pink knee patches, pink stiletto-heeled boots, dark pink blouse with large ruffled pink collar, and solid pink guitar. I think this is what my daughter wore when she was 9, excluding the spiked boots. And maybe that's why my wife won't let me play my one Sheryl Crow CD. She hears the pink inflection in her voice. I shout this over the over-amplified music to the woman who fished me out of the crowd, and in the overstimulation of the moment, she's stunned, as if I've said something sacrilegious. Through 2 more songs, she hardly moves, staring as Sheryl beats her guitar, prances on the pink concert piano, struts through the smoke and light. She turns to me and speaks in a tone of cracked aquarium glass. Pink water pouring out, pink fish flopping on the floor. That's not what I meant. No, I say. I'm a die-hard fan. Pink is one of my favorite colors. I have a pink dress shirt that I wear when I'm on the road making sales calls. I shut up. It's too late. The next songs will never ease this pink disquiet. It's like saying, but I have a Jewish friend. I have a black friend. I have a pink shirt hanging in my closet.
Well, that would be from early 2008, Walter Bargan on Thinking Out Loud, as we look back over 10 years of some of our live performances that we've heard on the program. A lot of great folks that have come through, some people that I enjoyed not just for the music, but also for the company, some people that I got to become friends with from meeting on the show, others that I already knew and had developed friendships with that came along and performed. This is one of the former. Lizzie West did not spend a lot of time in Columbia. She was here for a few years and has since moved to the East Coast. And funny story with this, when I was introduced to her by a coworker and thought that she was a local musician just starting to come along, and found out that in fact she'd had a pretty good run at the music business, had a contract with a very highly recognized national label, and could have probably become a really big deal in popular music, and chose instead to kind of step back a little bit and try to have a life. She's got a little girl now, and I just fell in love with her, and she's been a wonderful friend for a long time. I haven't talked to her in quite a while, unfortunately, but somebody whose company I enjoyed very much on the program. And she and her musical partner at the time, Baa Baa Buffalo, came in and performed a song about a nervous little dog that is still one of my absolute favorite performances we've ever had on the show. Lizzie West and Baa Baa Buffalo from quite a few years back. I'm not even sure how old that was, 7 or 8 years back at least, in our Jesse Hall studios. as we look back over 10 years of some of the best live performances here on Thinking Out Loud. I've got stories with all of these, and we're not going to have time to really share all of them, but this one is kind of fun. I know a lot of you know Peter Miyamoto and Ayako Saruta, both very much involved in the music scene here in town. Peter, a wonderful professor at the MU School of Music, and also a performer. And we went in. They've got a daughter who's now, I think, 6 or 7, and at the time was just a brand newborn baby. And my daughter, we did a Saturday morning interview over in the School of Music, and my daughter theoretically was babysitting Lauren, and unfortunately, she became a little bit fussy, and eventually we were able to hear her crying through the door of a supposedly soundproof room, and Ayako had to go care for her. But Peter stuck around and gave us a beautiful performance of some Beethoven here.
Thank you.
Oh, what a beautiful performance indeed that was. Peter Miyamoto playing for us in his office, actually, some of the Beethoven Moonlight Sonata as we look back over 10 years of live performances on the program here on Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. As we mentioned before, this is about as close as we're going to get to a 10-year anniversary, especially the 10 years of the program just a couple of months ago. And we were certainly glad to kind of play in the archives a little bit this evening, bring you just a few of the wonderful musicians and performers who've been part of this show over the last 10-plus years. We'll be back next Tuesday evening with another Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Till next week, for our associate producer, Trevor Harris, I'm Darren Hellwedge. Thanks for listening this evening and for a little more than 10 years, and have a great evening.